Both individual and commercial bankruptcies in the United States were down in 2021. According to industry data from the company Epic Bankruptcy, the number of filings fell to their lowest numbers in at least the last 15 years, in spite of the pandemic. We're looking at why that might have been, what it means for the economy. Mary Eshelbach-Hansen is with us, professor of economics at American University, co-author of the book Bankrupt in America, A History of Debtors, Their Creditors, and the Law in the 20th Century. Mary, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do you think might have been driving this decline in bankruptcy filings last year?
Right, so most of us who study and watch bankruptcy were not terribly surprised by the decline in bankruptcy last year, because most people go to court because somebody's trying to collect money from them. And the most important somebodies out there are mortgage holders, right? So banks who have your mortgage, you're not paying, they try and collect by foreclosing. But most places, and in fact, the federal government for a while had a mortgage foreclosure moratorium during the pandemic. So banks couldn't go out and try and force people to pay. And so people didn't go to court.
Are we going to have, so I like this as good economic news for last year, but does that mean we're going to be playing catch up as those foreclosures that might have happened last year happen maybe this year instead?
So that's a good question. Certainly collections have resumed in most places. And that will increase bankruptcy rates somewhat. But there are two things to think about. One is all that stimulus money that came out of the federal government last year, right? The stimulus helped keep GDP from tanking for sure. It didn't have so much a direct short-term effect on bankruptcies, because bankruptcies are driven by collections, but the stimulus may have a good effect going forward. And that's because during the pandemic, partly because of the stimulus, people took out fewer new loans, they built up less debt, and they saved more. In fact, during the pandemic, the savings rate was twice as high as sort of the average before the pandemic. So the drawdown of debt and the extra savings should keep the number of filings lower than you might think. I won't say they're going to be low, but lower than you might think.
Now, the mortgage thing, I think of mostly for individuals. I know businesses hold mortgages too, I suppose, and that individual stimulus might have been helping individual people save that money. How about the business side of things? Why are we seeing fewer businesses filing for bankruptcy last year?
Right. So, of course, a big chunk of the pandemic went to businesses to keep them afloat during the pandemic, right? It wasn't just the stimulus checks you and I got, but also businesses got those loans from the SBA and other agencies. And so that kept them afloat for the most part. But actually, the biggest difference, both during the pandemic and all the time, is that when businesses close, they're not as likely to leave a whole big pile of unpaid debt hanging around. So they don't go bankrupt. Bankrupt and closing are not the same thing, right? So lots of businesses closed over the pandemic for sure. But my guess would be that most of them did not have these big piles of debt.
Right. And that's an important distinction. I think a lot of times I hear bankrupt and I think, oh, that's disastrous for that individual, certainly, or for that business. Sometimes it can be a tool to allow, and I'm thinking especially of businesses here, a tool to allow a business to succeed in the future. Can you talk about that side of business bankruptcy a little?
So that's true, actually, for both individual people and for businesses. So the whole impetus of having a standing bankruptcy law in the United States was to keep the economy moving, to keep people moving. And in the 30s, especially the 1930s, there came to be a general understanding, both in Congress and in the courts and among people, that the point of bankruptcy was to provide a fresh start to people who had, for no reasons that were their own fault, found it unable to pay their debt, right? So we call that a fresh start, right? the Fresh Start is a really central idea and has been for the last century. It lets people pick up and move on. So there are lots of famous cases. Ford went bankrupt before he made it rich, right? Lots of other folks like that. And from the perspective of an individual person or an individual entrepreneur, the ability to wipe out that debt and start fresh has been a big part of the story.
One other part of the story I wanted to bring up is medical debt. I've looked at different studies that assign a widely varying portion of personal bankruptcies to medical debt. How big a role do you see that playing? How has that changed over the years?
Right. That is so hard to estimate, which is why you see such a range. Even in the academic literature, there's not a lot of agreement. But it helps to think about what most bankruptcies are caused by, right? So most bankruptcies are caused by a bad thing that happens to you, right? And one of those bad things is getting sick, right? One of those bad things could be becoming unemployed, either because your plant closed or sometimes because we're in a recession and unemployment is increasing generally. But in the US, it's really hard to disentangle those why people have medical debt, right? Because if you get sick, you're going to have medical debt. And then you might not be able to work, so you don't have any income to pay for it. Or if you become unemployed, you're much less likely to be insured. And then you might build up medical debt that you wouldn't have otherwise built up. And also you don't have a job, right? So it's very difficult to disentangle medical debt from any other causes of debt or of bankruptcy in general. That makes sense?
Yeah. Just in our last few moments, Mary, what are you watching for? You said it might not be as bad as a huge rebound in bankruptcy. What are the main things you're watching for just in our last half minute or so?
Yeah, sure. So the big trend long before the pandemic actually was declining bankruptcies. And the big reason for that is that the big bankruptcy reform in 2005 made it much more expensive for people to file. And so less people file. I'm curious to see if Congress comes back to the question of whether the current bankruptcy law is well-structured.
Mary, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Mary Eshelbach-Hansen is a professor of economics at American University, co-author of the book Bankrupt in America, A History of Debtors, Their Creditors, and the Law in the 20th Century. She joins us for a look at last year's drop in bankruptcy filings for businesses and individuals.